Welcome back to the show. It is going low, and we are powered by Bowser and poured by Bell's Brewery. It's now my pleasure to welcome John Stawovy from Cedarbrook Golf Club. He is probably on a tractor or a mower right now. I'm holding up his attempt to get his 36 holes ready for play today. John, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
Did I catch you on a mower or a backhoe?
We have an outing today, an affair we called a Clover Cup. We started, invited some people to come and play, and I came in early at 5:30. We set the room for the outing after, and then I went and got on the Sam Pro for a little bit. Then I got in my truck to listen to the show till we went on here. I came
John,
back in the building.
I am so excited for the game of golf. I did a little magazine article last week and just did a ton of research on just what horrible shape the game was in, you know, around 2013 and 14. And then in 2020, the most rounds in the history of the United States, the most rounds of golf were played. Are you seeing that at Cedarbrook? Is it really booming as I believe it is?
I certainly think so, Paul. Even this winter, every day we've had has been decent or sunny. We've gotten all the people we can get on the course that we can. Limited times with cold mornings and short days. And our tunnel was closed for construction, and ironically, it's going to open today. We're going to go back to 36 holes on the gold course. But every tee time we'll feel every day.
And John, were you nervous at a period of time in that? I cited that, the Dick's Sporting Goods, I thought the real telltale sign that golf was in trouble was when they fired all their PGA professionals in their stores. And I'm thinking,
right.
this isn't good.
Their stock, too. They were cutting down on even the stuff, amount of golf material they were going to sell. I'm going to tell you, right after 9/11, golf started to really dip, and we went about 15 years. Now, before 2020, it started to slowly come back a little bit, but I think, you had courses closing and, not as much course available for people. But like you said, at middle of March of 2020, we were shut down by the state, and we opened sometimes 8 weeks later in May, and it's been booming ever since. I totally agree with you.
And to me, that's the only good thing that came out of the pandemic was the resurgence of golf, because everything else was kind of awful. I mean, for the most part, and the Commonwealth was killing you guys. I personally was driving to Ohio to play because their courses were open. West Virginia's courses were open. I had to imagine that had to be so frustrating for you golf course owners and pros and everyone else.
Even New York was open.
Yeah.
They're always regulating everything to the hilt. So it was tough. But certainly looking back, I guess it was worthwhile.
Now, John, how proud are you to be the home of the PaulZeiss.com tour? I mean, there's the Korn Ferry tour, there's the PGA tour, the LPGA. But I would think in terms of just, status, being the host of the PaulZeiss.com tour has to be pretty special.
Definitely is. Enjoy having you guys out on Saturday mornings.
It is.
Hey, Zeiss is coming. That's off to tell my guys downstairs. We're ready.
Oh, John, you've played with him, and it's a treat. I mean, I love his mantra. I mean, he does not care how good you are. He cares how fast you play. And is that one of the only problems we're seeing with golf right now? We're big fans on the Zeiss.com tour. It's ready golf. When you're ready to play, as long as you understand the etiquette of the game and you're not hitting in front of people and doing things like that, walking in people's lines and all those kind of things, just be ready to hit your next shot. Isn't that going to improve the game a lot and allow you to get a lot more rounds played when people are playing a little more quickly?
Definitely. I certainly believe that.
What is the course?
I think people want to get around. Busy lives. Like this morning, my daughter's Greensburg Central Catholic girls team is still in the state playoffs, and she has practice this morning at 9:00. So I'm going to have to leave here after we're done and run her up to practice, and come back, and I'll run up and go back and get her. Come back, but Yeah, people are busy, and they want to get. They love to get out here, and they want to get around, though. And only be out 4 and 5 hours.
Who does Greensburg Central have today?
Just practice today.
Oh, just practice today.
Last night, rematch with Kennedy Catholic Monday night.
Ooh.
Location to be determined. But it'll be interesting.
Yeah, they're a nice team. I did their WPIL final, and it was a blast. They have a nice team. They can really shoot it.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Looking forward, but maybe get to go to Hershey later next week.
Oh, that's a thrill. That's an absolute thrill. I mean, there's nothing like it. I just love it. John, I know you're always busy. You are one of the most gracious hosts that I've ever been lucky enough to be around. I appreciate your time. I appreciate Cedar Brook, and I'm excited that you have all 36 holes open and ready to go because people just want to get out there and play.
You certainly do, Paul. We're glad to have them out here anytime.
All right. John, thanks so much, and I'll see you soon, I hope.
Okay, Paul.
All right.
Thank you.
Sure, thank
Bye-bye.
You. John Suwovi, the owner of Cedar Brook, and the beauty of John is that he just constantly, and I mean absolutely constantly, is working on making Cedar Brook even better. I mean, he is just, he's on a mower, or he's running a backhoe, or he is one of the hardest working, nicest people in the entire world, and it's a special place, and 36 holes. And one thing I did want to bring up, but I forgot about it, was one of the first times that I was down there, Michelle Wee. Do you remember when Michelle Wee wanted to play on the men's tour? Well, she played in a qualifier at Cedar Brook, and oh, by the way, you know what she did that particular day? Beat every man in the field. She beat every man in the field and qualified for the event that she was trying to qualify for. So you found going low. Hopefully, I'm not sure. I mean, they have an event at Cedar Brook today. So unfortunately, for those of you that wanted to maybe go down there, that's probably going to be a challenge for you because I imagine they have at least 18 of the holes closed today for the event. But I'm just happy to say not only is going low back, and here we are, this is our inaugural show. Our good buddy Kale Berger, who did such a great job of this show last year, he's now gone all Jason Aldean on us. He's on Y108 every morning, and I guess I don't know. He's just too busy. He has too many country music obligations or something along those lines. But there's nothing more fun for me than talking about golf. So this is an absolute labor of love. And actually, you know, 7 to 8, I mean, a lot of people go, oh, well, you get up that early. When the PaulZeiss.court, you know, .com tour gets rolling, I mean, we'll tee it up at 6. We'll be the first off at 6 o'clock. Now, I hope we can shift that to Sundays because we have a little bit of a situation here with me being on the air 7 to 8. And 8's very late for the Zeiss.com tour. But what a treat that is, and what a special place that is. And I'm just so happy for everybody involved in the golf business that you guys are officially back and booming. Not going all AB on you, but business is booming. When we come back, Sean Swidzinski, the golf pro at Old Stonewall and one of the proprietors at Turn Clubs. What's Turn Clubs? We'll talk about that and other things about the world of golf, and golf is coming. I know it's St. Patrick's Day weekend, but you know, the Irish like to golf as well. So you might want to squeeze in today. Tomorrow doesn't look too good. So if you really want to get something in today, you want to hit some balls or maybe squeeze in 18 or a quick 9, today might be the day. It's going to be pretty darn decent out there. This is Going Low, and we're presented by Bowser Automotive and powered by Bell's Brewery right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.